Blog Talk Radio.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. I could say about you, girl. I could say that I
traveling grace, man. Y'all be safe on y'all journey there and back, man. And hope everybody come back in one piece and car still in one piece. And Alley Cat, if you on here, come on, tell them about what you got going on the end of the month there, my brother. Hold on. Let me go. Alley Cat, come on in.
Damn. I thought I was in the back room drinking, man. I was listening to that music, man. Shit, I forgot where I was.
Yes, sir. Hey, I started to play one more, but I let everybody come on into the club first, you know.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on, man. We got an upcoming event, you know, called Lock In. May 30th at HMP. The gates open at 3 o'clock. It's going to be a little warm because everybody knows it doesn't change. May is one of our hot months. You see how the day was. So, but I open at 3 o'clock so we can get the races in, get everybody pretty much set up. And we're going to try to start making some test hits probably about right around about 4:30, 5 o'clock. We're going to try to start the event by 6:30 or 7 and get it on. You know what I'm saying? So please get there early. Get there situated because we're going to try to start on time so we can get out of there. We don't want to be there at 3, 4 in the morning unless we just have to. Hopefully we're going to try to have a good, safe event and get out of there. And guys, mainly speaking to, now this is what I'm going to say, is really speaking to no time guys and grudge guys and guys that just come out to events only. Can you purchase a blanket? Can you purchase a diaper or a belly pan? What that does, that's a win-win situation for everybody, the fans, the racer, and the track owner for downtime. Guys, we need to move forward with these blankets or diapers, whatever you want to call them or name them. So it's going to be very important in the future. You know, it ain't for me. It ain't the promoter. It's mainly for the racer. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what a diaper is or what it really does, Google it. Pull it up and read it. It'll save a racer a tremendous amount of money. It'll save a track a lot of downtime. So, but anyway, we're going to switch gears over to the classes. We're going to have our 587-0 classes. And we're still trying to do this $20,000 shootout. We also got quite a few grudge. We got about 6 or 7 good grudge races already lined up and more coming in. So we're expecting a pack house. The weather's looking good already because I've been looking at the weather every day. You know, I know everybody wondering, like, how the hell is he doing that? Well, you know, when you're promoting, you got a bunch of money out there, you'll find ways, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, make plans. May 30th. I know everybody looking, man, that's a Sunday. Okay, this is Memorial Day weekend. The majority of the people that work, they off that Monday for that holiday. That's why it's on a Sunday. So don't panic when you see May 30th is on a Sunday. You off that Monday. Remember now, put two and two together. But anyway, anybody have any questions, any concerns, I'll be on here. I'm working on the engine right now. But I'll be on mute listening just in case. Oh, yeah, somebody get out of line, you know.
Hey, one quick question. Your invitational, when is their deposit? Ain't the deposit date coming up soon that they need to put their money up for the deposit for the shootout?
Yes, sir. May 9th. May 9th is the deadline. You know, people say, oh, man, I didn't know. We all grown men at this. You know, I've been putting it out there and putting it out there. Everybody know what time. I ain't fist a harp on it. And, hey, where's your money, man? Everybody know. Everybody got issues at home also. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know what you got to do. So May 9th is the deadline for the Invitational Shootout. So any questions, give me a call. Inbox me, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm always willing to talk or argue with somebody. It don't matter. But appreciate the time, JP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you coming on, man. Anybody else got any more announcements or upcoming events or anything?
Oh, geez, hit it.
Something y'all might want to get off y'all chest tonight, man. Y'all press the one button, man. I ain't got nothing too much lined up for y'all, man. I'm still out here pounding this ground on the road working. So if anybody got something, man, anybody got a topic they want to bring up, start up, then feel free to press the one button and come on in with it. Not y'all gonna mess around and let Rambo get on here and get to talking noise. Dead end representative, your mic is open, sir.
What? How y'all doing tonight, Grudge World?
We doing good, Bill.
This is Lil Bill, man. I was just hitting the horn, man, to tell everybody that's on the phone tonight, man, to please keep Lisa Shotwell and family and her son in prayer, man. She lost her mother, man. I just want everybody to keep the family in prayer, man, and lift them up, man, and, you know, whatever we can do for them, man, you know, just, you know, I know how hard it is, bro, but, you know, some haven't experienced it and some have, and it's not a good feeling, man. And, you know, I just want to let everybody that's on the phone tonight, man, keep them in prayer, man, because I know they need us right now, man. And, you know, it's a hard time for them. And if you can, I want to see if I can get JD on the horn, man, and let him know, you know, that, you know, I talked to him, you know, and he wasn't at his best, man. But I just want to let him know, man, you know, she gained her wings from the man upstairs, bro. And I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, he called her home for a reason, you know. And with that reason, she ain't got to suffer no more. She well kept, and he got her up under his wings right now, you know. And she okay, you know. It's kind of hard to tell a person that she's okay, but she really is in spirit. But I just want to, you know, if he can't get on, I understand. But I really want to give my condolences to him, because I know what him and Junior and Lisa going through.
Let me see if I can get him on, Bill. Hold on.
Him on, you said, if you can, man.
I know it
was an unbelievable thing to him, you know, but I know shit. I just want to just holler at him, you know. I know he don't feel up to it, you know.
All right.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8324.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah, he'll hit back.
But with that, man, I'll just, you know, just give my condolences to him, man. If they need us, man, tell them to call me or she'll call. But, another thing I was gonna see, if anybody got Rowdy on the line, about tell us about his race coming up Friday Saturday. That's what I need.
I don't even have them guys' number, Bill. Don't know how to get in touch with them. Let me see, King B. If King B on here, press the one button, B. I'm sure B can.
Yeah.
He's a concierge over that on that side of the world. Maybe he can.
Yeah.
He can can kind of point it in the right direction. King B, where you at, man? I know you're on, yo. That dog got me driving and trying to put this phone. Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. Shit. V,
yeah,
you might
me,
go.
Yeah, give me 1 minute, man. Let me try to get on the phone right quick. I'm going on mute right quick. I'll let y'all know when I'm coming back in.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all plan on going up there to Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, man. I went and bought my sombrero and my little guitar and my vest. I'm going to go down there and, you know, do a little dance and cha-cha with them a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all going to leave Rambo at home, huh?
Well, no, I'm probably gonna send him out there tomorrow to scope everything out. He got brake claws everywhere, so everybody knowing.
Okay. He still got him on the leash yet. He ain't been let out the backyard this year.
No, but he is around.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he cut up. He cut up last week. He cut up.
Yeah.
He had the show to himself last week. Let's see. 832-9202. Your mic open. I think that's Rambo now.
Uh-huh.
This one by 4:50
left. Hey, y'all on the field?
I have two left.
I'm from the car right now.
You already know who it is.
832-9202. All right, Rambo, hold on. Let me open up the custom mic. 832-3549. Your mic open. Straight.
Hey, Bill. Little Bill.
Hey,
check your text message, man.
Huh?
Check your text message.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right on. I can't.
We already know Dre was gay. He had to text. He could have told the show.
Ain't no talking to the boy like that, man.
Hey, Rambo. Hey, Rambo.
I got a pink dress I want you to wear.
Hey, Rambo, watch how you talk on this show, man. This shit is recorded. Watch how you talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I ain't sorry. I know you want nobody to know.
Don't be sorry. Be careful.
I ain't know you want nobody to know. I'm sorry.
5-7-2.
Dre, what's going on, Dre?
Slow boogie, JP. Slow boogie, baby boy.
Dre, y'all going up there to Cinco de Mayo, man?
Yes, sir, they going. I may have to work JP, so I'm up in the air right now.
Rambo, go on mute, Rambo. Go on mute, Rambo. Mute your phone.
Okay.
Yeah, please, man, please. We don't want to hear all that damn noise. Please. Thank you.
Y'all got something locked in up there? Y'all going fishing?
Yeah. We got that old boy come from Alabama, Tropicana.
Tropicana, okay.
I'm going to see if I can't squeeze the orange juice out of life.
Oh, hell. Good deal then, man. Shit. Yeah, it look like it's going to be a pretty good one.
It looks like it's gonna be pretty good out there, JP. No lie, you know. For the last year or so, all the Dallas races that's been going on, they've been pretty good. So, you know, you gotta make ends meet. Them boys been doing their thing, so you really can't knock them. They've been getting it in this year and last year. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man. Amen putting on some good old racing lately. Now, I just need to find out when they going to put on some more good ones, because, see, we slacking up around there, and it's not looking good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know if everybody's still trying to get the cars together and lined out or
what. I went out there the other day, and what I seen out there here, I probably couldn't be having them off of my supercharged car.
Oh, yeah.
You trying to say nothing fast out there, Jay? Not really.
Nah, it wasn't.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. No. To send a fax, press 6. Okay. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
I'll stop there right now. Stop.
To replay your message, press 1.
Stop.
To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4.
Man.
To send a fax, press 6.
To
cancel this message, press
man.
Star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Well, that can't be.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
You hang up, shit. Nobody wants to leave no messages.
I think I got it. Might have been.
Goodbye.
Man, that was Bill. Bill didn't make a three-way call or something.
Hey, must call. That must have been Bill. Say, JP, so what y'all looking like, man? Y'all getting them old things, them old machines fired up?
Man, I don't know, man. I reckon they're getting them together, man.
You know, your camp members, they don't really, you know, they're not real sociable people, so it ain't like you can go ask them nothing, because you probably going to get the world's in answer that you really don't want.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, Mr. Rogers on here, he could probably answer all the questions for you. I'm sure he probably on here listening to you. Other than that, I don't know that, Trey. I've been out the loop a little bit, man.
Hey. Leave me in the neighborhood. I don't want no questions answered.
You don't want no questions answered? Yeah, I don't know, man. They kind of quiet. Old Big D ain't even been on here talking a little noise. He was my co-host for a couple weeks. You know, he kept talking about he was the co-host, and I ain't heard from him since, man.
Well, I guess when those guys get ready, we'll hear from them.
I say Big D on. I say he was saying he was gonna be the co-host. He co-hosted for a couple weeks in a row, and then after that, I ain't heard from him in a while.
So that means he wasn't a co-host. He was just a host for a day or so.
Yeah, he just came in for a couple weeks, man. I guess he just came in for a couple. He might be in the lab right now trying to cook up something for your ass, Jay.
I don't need to cook up nothing
for us.
We good.
Yes,
you ain't good. You ain't shit. Back on mute.
Rambo, I locked you in, but I need a break claw. Break claw, break claw.
Yeah, that's him.
It's going to be hard to get a break claw. You're getting a back tie to move and a kill. You're going to be wishing that it break. A break that night.
Can I lock that in for this weekend, sir?
Lock it in for next weekend then. Not this weekend.
Yeah.
With the Nova.
How much?
$2,500. I'm going back on mute. I'm going back on mute. I want to hold the show.
Hey, Bill, is that a break clause?
I don't know. Rambo was looking last week. You trying to lock a motherfucker in. You wanted to lock in the whole pot and call that crazy.
You saw who stopped it.
They don't know me right across from each other. You better not sign that break call. The girls are talking about, oh, we got to talk to Bill for the break call. They don't know me right in the same building. You on the 18th floor, I'm on the 17th floor. And you didn't say that. I said, no, don't say that. Yeah.
Rambo.
Get back on here, because these motherfuckers making me mad. I'm going to do them first, Bill. Fuck that. I'm going to get it off mute.
Oh.
Break. I'm going to take it off mute and let you hear what they're saying. You can't hear nothing they're saying right now.
Hey, you already off mute, Rambo. We heard everything you said.
So he already legally knocked. Oh, I was off mute. So he legally knocked. I'm going to fuck him up. Cool. Drake.
Rambo, do me a favor, man. Find you somebody else to play with.
Now, you think I'm playing your booty after I tear your ass up?
Oh, now you gay. Big
gay
yellow motherfucker.
Whoa. Flag on the plate. Let's get some good shit going. Y'all starting off with this.
It's going to be some shit. It's gonna be some shit. I'm gonna have it fucking.
Hey, Big Rambo, we good, baby. I don't want to talk to you no more. You got some other shit going on.
Time in the move and clear for $2,500.
When we gonna lock it in?
Shit, I mean, whenever you're ready, just tell me you want me to put the money up.
Let's lock it in tonight. 5 on 25.
You know you ain't finna come out tonight. You know you can't see at night. Stop lying. You'll do it tomorrow.
Man. I said lock it in tonight.
Night, man. What you mean?
All right, Rambo, we good,
so
man. JP, find another topic, man.
No, the topic is me tearing your ass up. You keep playing with
me. All right, that's cool.
Whoever
all right, that's cool.
I ain't taking no hostages tonight, man. On no other time. I just hate that some people have to get the shit first. I'm going to feel sorry for them people. Else, I'm going to destroy y'all, man. Now I'm going to mute. And I would love for you to go on me too, so if you won't get your ass no more trouble.
Rambo, why you got to be so rough all the time, man?
JP, go ahead on with the show, man.
You so rough all the time, Rambo. B, what's up, B?
Say, I'm in a race locked in for Memorial Day. I know three or four as of right now, I believe. You got Troy, Undertaker, JD, Iron Man running both of the Port Arthur cars. So that's four right now. So I believe it's a few more.
I think Troy alone got about three or four just
oh,
by
that's
itself.
Right, that's right. I seen where he got to run that truck, that budget bar
truck. He running a Nova.
He got three races
alone,
so.
I said, I think Troy
got three.
Okay. 832-1601, your mic open. 832-1601.
Gone, Troy. Troy say he trying to go for that grill race of the year early.
Oh, who did? Yeah, D. They go with it. They go my look. That's my co-host there, Dre.
Okay.
He came out the bushes, I guess. He pressed the one button. Right. He hide. But yeah, that What's up? What's up?
Shit, just chilling with words, man. What's going on or nothing?
Oh man, ain't too much, man. But yeah, Dre, they say they going for the grudge camp and all that other year, man.
They start not on the right foot. A lot of said they start not on the right foot. Now, how many of them races gonna be on the wrong foot? We have yet to see yet.
JP,
what you talking about today, man? What's going on?
Man, I ain't talking about nothing, man. I need somebody to talk about something, man. I'm still goddamn on this road driving, man. I'm just trying to press buttons while I'm going down the road, man.
That ain't safe. Yeah.
Trying to get somewhere stationary, man. I'm trying to get to the nearest truck stop, man. 832-7475. You might.
Oh, well, hurry up.
What they got going on? What you got going on, D? Hey, damn, man. You ain't called me before the show, you know.
Man,
you
look,
missed the
I
last
just,
couple
I
weeks off the show, man.
Man, listen, I got the shower for the Cinco de Mayo, man, with some drinks, and I said, damn, what time it is? And it's Wednesday, and I just called it. I just called right now. See, look, I really forgot. We got to start talking on
Dion, come on, fuck with me at the Red Rooster tonight, man. We can drink together.
I'm going some Mexicans. I need my Latino.
Oh, Nah, them motherfuckers, they like to cut you up and shit. I ain't going nowhere around that.
I'm going to meet Mexican. I'm going to call me Poppy.
This nigga real sick.
But yeah, we burn rubber. At the end of this month, man, we burn a whole bunch of rubber, man. You know what I'm saying? My crew is, you know. Like my boy JJ said, ain't nobody really locked in. You know, just verbally, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we had one person out by about a week or so ago, we ain't got a name, but, you know, we just ready. We ready.
Y'all ready?
Yeah, we want to smoke.
All the smoke or just a little bit?
Man, we have it coming, we want it.
God damn. Well, hey, man, you got to want it. Y'all trying to get all them titles this year, man. Y'all got the – y'all definitely going to be battling it out.
Yeah, you know, we're going to start on the 30th and 31st. We know the rest of the half of the year, we're going to start killing. Till somebody make a quit.
Oh, man, I don't think you got no quit in you, man.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't even one thing to make a quit when one of them old junkyard motors to lay down.
Oh, that ain't making you quit, man. They're just putting you down for a little while. They're just sending you to the hospital for a little bit.
Well, yeah. We really try to lock in on people, though, at night and send the money. Right? And not the day of, at 24 hours before or 5 minutes into the stage and like. If they really want to do it, they really want to shout. We really trying to make. They pretty much know who they
are.
If they really want to do it. I just got my symptoms. I got mine right now.
Yes, sir. I don't know, man. Hopefully they. Hopefully they show up for they lock-ins, man, all that. Coming to the track and lock-in shit.
Man, I just went with what they wanted, what made them feel comfortable. I didn't want to be a bully. I know I want to.
Oh, man, you know.
I don't think they really want to. A lot of them. But like I said once before, and I'm going to say it again, anything OWK touch, I'm gonna accommodate. I'm gonna have something for it in my crew. Anything he took, anything got OWK tune in it, it can come to my trailer.
Damn, man. Anything?
Anything OWK took, come knock on my trailer door.
Man, I'm surprised y'all ain't getting it on for the 30. They ain't gonna have that silver one out there.
I'm trying. I want to. I really want. I really go to my south for it. I'm gonna cut it out. Just I was hope.
Yeah, man. God damn it, yeah. Sound like you mean a little business over there, brother. I guess we gonna see how that coming out party come out, man. Yeah, just between y'all, I guess between you and Troy here, y'all got a bunch of races locked in, so. You Troy and Scrappy, shit,
that's all the same.
That's about six or seven. That's what I said. That's about six or seven grudge races right there. Yo, two, Troy, three, or four he got, and Scrappy. Yeah.
Then Miss Graham wants some problems, too. He's going to be on the premise.
Okay. Shit. I don't know. The Bill was on here talking shit last week. He's quiet today that you're on here.
What is race going to be at, fellas?
Huh?
Drake.
Yeah.
What race is this that you're talking about?
What race?
What race they talking about now?
Hell of a care race.
Okay. What's the date on it?
May 30. The 30th. It's that Sunday for the last day.
Okay.
Wow, what y'all gonna come on down there with, Renzo?
That's what we got planned. I don't know if we got a big somewhere or not.
Yeah, man. It's sure a little quiet on here, man. It get close to race time, and a lot of people just go quiet.
Man, Joe, you've been real quiet a lot lately.
That's the topic that I wanted to say earlier, but since you bring it up again, I want to know when it gets close to race time, why everybody gets so quiet, the people that say they're going to do so much on that date. I'm going back on mute because I'm not being too messy, man. I got too much hard pressure and too much power. Over. The topic is, why do the week out people get quiet on the shit they be saying all month long? Can we give me a topic on that one, please? Because I'm kind of slow on this shit.
No, Rambo. Don't think
wait a minute.
What did he say? I was on mute, man. I said, why do people wait till the week of race when they talk shit all month, and a week out for races? Everybody get quiet and act like they lost all pressure. They got to go different spots. They got to go to Hawaii. They doing all these trips. Everybody got vacation. I'm
going
on mute. I ain't no woman. My girl mad at me because I told her I got to get my car ready. I'm going on mute.
Hey, Drake.
Yeah.
Y'all still they talking to Roddy?
Yeah, Lil Bill wanted to talk to him.
Bill, are there? Well, nah, they really was just trying to get him on so he can talk about the show, you know what I'm saying, so everybody can get in tune with what's going on with the event this weekend.
He just called me. Let me call him back.
Okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, but I can tell you, Rambo, why. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like anybody, man. Any and everybody. They don't care about race. It can be any situation. They always going to be highly anticipated until that ass thing get ready to come up. You know what I'm saying? You know how it was back when you was in school. I was going to be 3:30, the fight going down at 3:30, the fight going down at 3:30. You with your homeboys talking that shit. Yeah, man, I'm a motherfucking 3:15, right, motherfucker. You shaking like a crap game.
Shit, you know what time of day it is.
Come on in, Rizzo.
he had to track test. He ain't got time to really talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey,
they
pissed
on third.
They're
about to track down
bad motherfucker. No, Ryder, he want to be on top of his game. You know, him and Hacho running Friday night.
Okay, then.
I mean, him and Hold that, not Hacho, Hold that.
Hold that.
You
got punches.
That's going to be a good race, sir.
He racing in the Mustang? He racing Hellboy versus Hold that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But I think both owners got to draw down cars. That's going to be a tough one to call, though. One man has scared the car, another man don't cut no light.
Oh, man. Say that one more time. I just want to make sure I heard what I heard.
One man has scared the car, the other man don't cut no light.
Oh, man.
So he's that's gonna be a one dang dude, man, over there. Yeah. Well, that's scared. The one you gotta watch out for then.
Huh.
One is scared would lift if anything happened. He'll lift.
Hey, he might be too scared of that goddamn bullet coming out the gas. He might keep on running.
I feel he got the faster car, but if the car can move any kind of way, he'll lift.
You said who got the faster car?
The one that's scared got the faster car, I believe. But if it moves any kind of way, he'll lift.
Oh, man.
Then you got another one that's there. He'll wait till you almost see green.
That's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
He's asking for a good ass cutting doing that.
Yeah, buddy. B, what's on your mind tonight, B?
Who, me? Oh, I ain't got nothing going on, brother. I'm just hanging out. Man. Yeah.
Know it, man. Shit, be hanging out. Nobody don't be saying shit, man.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I ain't.
Might as well just start calling each other on the goddamn back line instead of having a show, huh?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Our back line conversation be way better than the goddamn show.
Well, maybe I need to get some racers on.
Well, I thought. What's up with La Homer? What's up? What?
Yeah, the races be on here, but they be...
I can't hear you.
They just be sitting back listening, I guess.
Nah.
Well, you get the racist, to bump it heads.
And I don't know, man. I don't know if they all scared of each other.
Man, they be shaking.
I don't know if they square dancing together or what.
They be over there shaking like, a motherfucking crap game.
Yeah. You all right?
And you, I ain't scared of shit, me. I wish somebody say I'm scared. I'm going back on mute.
Maybe they sharing bottles. That's why they can't run. I can't run if he got my bottle.
Well, Renzo, what y'all got planned for this weekend? Y'all got some lockups going on this weekend?
You ain't got nothing locked in, but, you know, we're going to come in and rent the house. We'll come off the table. I got one prospect. I told Tom, I said, I got one in line we can get.
You say that again,
Rosa? I told Tom I got one in line I feel we ought to be comfortable with racing.
Well, I sold my car, so I ain't going to do no race.
Man, you done retired again already, B?
Man, already, bro.
Ain't no racing going on. I'm supposed to be the best.
Yeah.
I'm ready for another road trip somewhere.
Man, you know.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. Shit, ain't nobody got that, man. I'll get up out of here and keep on. Hold on, let's see. 512-0268, your mic over. Go on mute, Rambo.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, JP, how y'all doing tonight, man?
God damn, Dylan, you always calling off somebody else's phone except yours, huh?
JP, forgive me. This is my one time with this. I got something serious I want to say, bro. If you don't mind, then I'm going to get back in the bushes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Dylan.
For everybody out there that want to know, Shotwell's grandmother and Miss Lisa's mother's funeral will be next Saturday, the 15th, at Lockwood Funeral Home. The viewing, I think, is from 9 to 10. And then the funeral is from 10 to 11:30. Lockwood Funeral Home, off of Lockwood and Tidwell. That's all I got to say, brother. Y'all have a good evening.
All right, Dylan, all right. Well, ain't nobody else got nothing, man. We're going to get out of here, man. Catch y'all next week, fellas.
That's on me, baby. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You know they ain't guessing me. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.